The last thing I want to just chat with you a little bit about is whether there are any questions that you receive from oncology nurses that we haven't covered so far, common questions, or you think common issues or things that are important.
I frequently get this question, and not just from nurses, and that is when you have your patient on long-term Herceptin therapy, whether that's in the metastatic or adjuvant therapy, and you go from weekly therapy to Q3-week therapy, or if the patient needs to be held because of a drop in left ventricular ejection fraction, when do you reload a patient? How long should you never do that? Should you occasionally do that? And our rule of thumb is that if a patient is held for, 2, 3 week cycles, that we will reload that patient with a higher dose of trastuzumab. So we frequently get questions about how to manage a patient with Q3 week therapy with trastuzumab.
What about fulvestrant?
We actually are starting a new study looking at a novel agent with fulvestrant. It's been pretty well accepted by our population, and I think I'm a little surprised by that.
Why is that?
Because of the administration of it, a different way of giving that drug. But it's been pretty well accepted. We do have a trial looking at the combination of trastuzumab and lapatinib as a cardiac safety trial, where we're really looking at these early indicators like BNP, et cetera, to see if we can detect any early cardiac changes and try to have better assessment strategies, not relying on drops in left ventricular ejection fraction.
I guess the other big strategy that's being looked at in these patients with HER2-positive tumors is adding in bevacizumab with the chemotherapy and trastuzumab. That's the so-called BETH study, which is going to use TCH alone or with bevacizumab. And I guess there also is the question of the heart, of course, because trastuzumab's on board. But kind of the interesting issue there, the fact that you have the bevacizumab in some patients causing hypertension and concerns about the heart.
Yes, and I think this is one area where we can make a big impact in controlling it, understanding these issues, and then when we bring this data out into the general population, understanding the population that was studied was carefully screened and monitored, and provide that same service to patients who get it off study.